Hello, I'm Elizabeth Goodridge, your host of Powering Travel, a podcast brought to you by Expedia Group. Today, what a show we have for you. I am so excited to be talking to the brilliant actor, Tame Tap-Tim-Tong. He just had a recent breakout performance as the security guard in the most recent season of White Lotus. You know, that smash hit streaming on Max that has inspired vacations all over the world. It's a trend we're now calling set-jetting. So let me tell you a little bit about Tame. He was born in the UK and went to school for dance. He also trained for the Royal Marines. Later, he moved to Thailand, where he competed in a singing reality show and joined the Thai military. I am so excited to talk to him today because we'll speak about Thailand, travel, and his experience on White Lotus. So please help me welcome to Powering Travel, Tame Tap-Tim-Tong. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
We are thrilled at Expedia Group to have you.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So I bet you're going to be surprised, like gobsmacked, that we're going to talk about travel.
And oh,
we're
really?
Talk about
Let's do it.
And we're going to talk about TV shows and how they influence travelers.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, let's start with what everyone wants to hear about, which is White Lotus. So what was it like being on a show that highlights Thailand? Because you've been an actor for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Lots of different things. Okay, yeah. So tell me what it was like to shoot in Thailand.
Well, I have to say first, I've been an actor before, but I've always done projects in Thailand.
Okay.
But nothing has really captured Thailand the way Mike White captures it in White Lotus.
Okay, and so it's for a global audience versus shot in Thailand for a Thai audience.
Yes.
Got it, okay.
Yes.
So tell me how that's different.
It's just like, I mean, I think it's just the way he sees it, the way he wanted to portray Thailand. He was so considerate of like the sort of the culture and everything and how Thai people are in real life. Because before I even did my first day of filming, he got me to go meet him in his villa and then literally go through the whole script and then sort of say like, in this bit, I wrote it like this because da da da. Do you think this is what Thai people would do in real?
So he was appreciating local customs and he wanted to be respectful of them.
Yeah. It was really nice. And it allowed us to give our own input and put our Thai-ness and Thai ways into it. So it was really nice to be able to do that. And also just like, it's nice to represent, like, this is how Thai people are. Like, they have a very high degree of respect and are very polite people usually. And yeah, it was great to show that to the world.
Yeah, and you felt heard. And he was acting on it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So did he and maybe you feel like that location was a character in the story?
I think the location definitely adds character to every story, every season. There's so many reasons why people go to Thailand, right? And this kind of like explores different areas of that. The parties, the temples, the restaurants, the fighting, the Muay Thai and all that, And just like the lifestyle of the locals, like they just ride their little scooters around the island. And I definitely got a taste of that local life when I was there because we were filming there for like 7 months. So there would be times where we're like, you know what? I've got a few days off here. I want to just rent a scooter and ride around the island. And you really get the feel like, wow, no wonder people move here and don't want to move back to the city. Like it's just like wind blowing in your hair, just riding. And then you can stop anywhere on the island and there's always good food around, fresh food, fresh seafood or fresh coconuts for cheap.
Yeah, and food is so big when it comes to travel.
Yeah, for sure.
And experiencing the local customs.
Yeah.
Do you feel like for White Lotus, it was the location, the island, or do you think it was the resort, or do you think it was the combination of the both that really made it become such a character?
I think it's a combination of every single element that happened this season, you know, from the food for sure, the team, like just Mike White's writing about Thailand, the way he just brought out different Thai things but managed to like cause some chaos with it and have some tears and some laugh, you know, without one of those elements it wouldn't quite be what it is. So I definitely think it's a combination of everything.
And you think in White Lotus he hit the reasons why people should go to Thailand?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things where people might be like, "Oh my God, what?" But you know, I think everyone knows it's just a show. But you know, there's a lot of relatable things, and I think Things like the full moon party, the first time I actually got to go and see it.
And I actually wanted to be on the boat there.
Oh my God. Well, the boat ride there was pretty extreme.
And coming back.
Yeah, because we were heading into the sort of the monsoon season already.
Okay.
By the time we were filming that scene. And I remember the producer saying like, man, like at first they were considering like, should we try and do a mock-up full moon party and try to film it like in a private location so it's easier. But, you know, in the end they're like, but no, but we'll never be able to recreate that sort of energy with everyone around. So that was why I thought it was such an amazing scene. And I went with them to film it, even though I wasn't in the scene. They were just like, just come along with us, it'll be fun. So I went with them and we took this boat and my God, the sea was so rough. It was so rough that like people were like, oh my God, are you sure? Like, so we're going to be fine, we're going to be fine. But we got there eventually and the party was just incredible. It was my first time. And I was like, wow, like this is, I mean, it gets pretty crazy. But we left before like the crazy bit starts. So we left at around like 1:30, 2 a.m. But we've been filming since like 8 p.m.
Okay, but what you're describing though, I think is every traveler's dream. Because that party was real. And you always, are you actually going to get that experience you see on TV? Well, it's fiction, but you're describing it was actually real.
We actually went there. And yeah, it was crazy.
How many people put us there?
People who are the actors who are actually in the scene, there's like only four of the actors, like Patrick and Sam.
Yeah.
So they were in the scene, but they brought along like all the set PAs, all the lighting guys to dress up as
partygoers.
Yeah, as the partygoers.
I love it.
Yeah. So, and then so kind of like, so they would set themselves up just like kind of towards the beach, end of the beach, and then sort of like decide where they're gonna do this particular scene. Then when they're ready to film, they're like, okay, you ready? Okay, everyone surrounds the camera and the actors, and then just kind of like actors, like, whoa, and then just like kind of like immerse themselves into the crowd, and then they just really blend it in. It was amazing how they managed to not get the attention of like a lot of intoxicated
party goers that would be like enthralled if they were an extra in White Lotus.
Yeah.
All right, but there you have it. You actually have a scene that you would see if you went to Thailand.
Yeah.
What are other parts of Thailand that you think travelers should go to? And the travel providers there, mm-hmm. like what they can do to get more travelers to come? Because it's a big business, White Lotus.
Yeah.
Explosion.
I mean, obviously, White Lotus has done a lot for the southern islands because we didn't just stay on Samui. We stayed on Samui for like, I mean, the majority of it. But we also went to Phuket.
Mm-hmm.
And we filmed at the Rosewood Hotel.
Yep.
And those scenes were actually the scenes that it was the dinner scenes.
Okay.
So, you know, the bit where I come in.
Yes, and like, you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to. Like, when Fabian's like, what are you doing? Like, so that
He was a great actor. Boy, they cast him perfectly.
Oh, he was amazing.
So, is he a nice guy?
Really nice guy. Good. And very funny.
Talented.
Funny.
Oh, I bet. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant in that accent.
Yeah. And yeah, it was great to do those scenes there because it made me feel like, wow. Man, like I've walked from my booth in Samui to Phuket.
Oh, the power of the camera.
Yeah, power of the camera is amazing. How the editing is just like, wow, that was so seamless. But it was I love traveling around these southern islands for that. It's just island vibe is always, I'm sure most people who have visited Thailand have always come down to the islands. Another place that's always, I feel very connected to is Chiang Mai.
Chiang Mai, okay.
Which is up north.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandfather used to live up there before he passed. And so we still have a house up there near the...
A family house?
Yeah, a family house near the River Ping.
Okay.
And I just love the north because it's different. It's very different from the south. It's like a different vibe. There's no beaches or anything like that, but it's like more mountains.
Okay.
And I feel like people are... They're just more chill in a way. Islanders are very chill as well, but like in Chiang Mai, you just gotta see it. It's just people are very chilled out. They're more. It's like a slower life.
Would you say you could have a more authentic visit if you visit there from like overseas, or it's your attitude and your mindset?
I think it's your attitude and your mindset, but if I was whenever I had friends visiting from abroad, mm-hmm. I would always tell them, base yourself in Bangkok because that's its own culture. Then take yourself down south if you want like island life, and then after that go up north.
Got it.
And you'd get to see everything.
Okay.
And you don't have to spend too long in each place. I reckon like 3 nights in each place,
okay.
you would have seen enough.
So like 3 days for a nice authentic experience, a taste of
different
places.
If you
plan
it well, I think 3 nights in Bangkok, 3 nights down south on one of the islands, and then 3 nights up north. I think that's a really good.
Yeah. We're going to see a lot of people interested in Thailand after. I mean, it was a big destination.
Yeah.
Even before White Lotus, but we're going to see a lot of. Have you ever been inspired by a movie or a television show? Oh. And where did you go? Tell us that story.
Absolutely. Well, grew up watching American movies.
Okay.
Ooh, so okay. I've always wanted to come to America.
Okay.
I really mean that because I grew up watching so many 90s, 2000s action movies where you see the chases on the freeways in
LA. And that happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't seen it yet. So that's why in 2015 I actually decided to come to America for the first time.
Okay.
But you know, at that time I was on such a budget and I felt like, oh man, I don't think I can afford to just stay in LA because it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought the next best thing I could do. So I came with my girlfriend at the time and we got off at LAX and we went pretty much, I think we stayed in Santa Monica one night.
Okay.
Just to rest. And then after that, we went straight to Malibu.
Okay.
Gorgeous. To pick up an RV. Because that's how...
Hey, you are making a quintessential decision to make a quintessential American vacation. You picked up an RV. Where did you guys go?
I can't wait to tell you this because it's like one of my... It is actually still probably my favorite holiday ever, because even though we were on such a budget,
mm-hmm.
but I we made it work, like, and we had the best time because from Malibu I was a little nervous because I hadn't driven in America before, so I've never driven on the left side,
on the right side,
yes,
correct, so side.
On the right, yeah. Also never driven such a huge vehicle.
We have enormous, particularly RVs.
Yeah. And so me and my girlfriend at the time, we're like, we had some shopping.
Okay.
Because we had visited Camarillo.
Of course. Of course.
We had some shopping with us. And so we're like, okay, I think a two-man RV is going to be too small. So we got a four-man one for two of us. Two little Asian people in a four-man. And we had so much space. And honestly, I liked it more than the place I was living at the time. So I love the cozy bed.
Yeah.
I love the shower. The water pressure is better than my house.
And so I grew up in a pop-up tent trailer. That's how we would take a vacation. My parents had this huge station wagon with a trailer in the back.
Yeah.
I loved it because you were playing house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And they said, oh, a new feature of the RV now is that once you park, you can actually expand
the
living room. So it goes out like another like 2-3 feet or something.
Ingenious.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God. Like, this is amazing. So it was, I love it.
And so where did you guys go?
So we started in Malibu. Then we went to Joshua Tree.
Okay. Beautiful.
And that had its own character. We did some hikes there. And then after that, we went to Grand Canyon, which is incredible.
Right.
Like one of those
places
no words. No picture will ever do that justice. Yeah. You just got to see it. And then after that, we went Lake Powell. Did the Antelope Canyon, Horseshoe Bend.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
then
swam in Lake Powell, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's the water is so clear, too.
So clear.
Yeah. And then after that, we circled back and we stopped at Vegas. So that was the first time I got to see the Vegas Strip. So we hooked up the RV off the Strip and then took a taxi in.
I love this. You saw so much of America.
Yeah. And I loved it because I felt like if we flew from place to place, first of all, it's probably going to be way more expensive and we have to pack up each time. Going in the RV was just like, why don't people do this more? Because you get to drive in this really nice vehicle. The power steering just makes it so light. It's actually easier to park than my compact car back in Thailand because the wing mirrors aren't this side. The wing mirror is like that. So you can see everything. There's cameras all around. And like, it was just, I just thought it was the best way to travel. You see how the terrain changes from California, mm-hmm. where it's like more yellow kind of desert, into Arizona, it gets more like orangey red. It was just like And my girlfriend at the time, she's an artist. She was just drawing pictures the whole time.
And the colors are just so amazing, aren't they? So were there any other places? You mentioned Joshua Tree, Vegas. What other places in the world have like moved you?
I'm a big fan of Lord of the Rings. So it's definitely on my bucket list too to go to New Zealand.
Okay.
Seeing those aerial shots in the film, it just made me like, wow, that's where I want to go hiking and climbing.
Talk about green.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I think like there's so many different types of terrain there from the North Island to South Island. So that's definitely on my bucket list. And also another one is...
Also based on a movie. Set jetting right here. Yeah.
And the other one is a safari, an African safari is where I'd love to go. I just love the outdoors and I want to see some wildlife.
That's my bucket list too. I haven't done it. And it's kind of one of those things where I'm kicking myself. You've been wanting to go for so long and hit the safari. All this travel you're doing and then shooting at White Lotus, what travel providers, what hotels can do to kind of tap into this trend of set jetting? And do you see hotels or destinations? What could they actually do to get more business from people inspired by movies?
Well, I think it has to come together with the hotel sort of representing that culture and that place.
So the groups together kind of, we might have an onslaught, let's work together.
Yeah, I feel that they should. I mean, the way the Four Seasons was just so built in, the one on Samui, it was just like built into the cliffs.
Mm-hmm. Stunning architecture.
I've been to some hotels before where it just kind of like you land in the country, you're like, you love the atmosphere and everything, and then you check into this hotel and it's just like kind of like the decor and everything just doesn't go with the country or the surroundings.
So make it authentic.
I think.
Because I've been there too. You're like, you've all these beautiful colors.
Yeah.
You have all this beautiful influence on the outside and it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's that kind of, you feel more immersed into it. And Four Seasons just did a perfect job with that, with the sort of incorporating the villas into the cliff sides, which are then have like a lot of palm trees and just a lot of green around it. So you feel like kind of encased.
Yeah,
a
little bit natural environment.
In that natural environment. And at the same time, there wasn't that many, like, wasn't any bugs. Some people might feel like, oh, I don't want to be encased in like sort of like a green room. I think they just look after the property so well.
That's so great.
So clean and you just feel so immersed in that sort of life. Like it felt like I was an islander.
Awesome.
But living at some 5-star hotel.
Okay, one last question, somewhat related. It's an easy one, and I'm asking this of all of my guests.
Yeah.
First thing you do when you check in. So maybe it's a gorgeous island hotel, or maybe it's a vacation rental, but what is the number one thing you do when you check in?
I like to just get into my board shorts, and then my Hawaiian shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I always go for a nice walk around the hotel and look for a coconut.
So you're putting on your vacation uniform, and then a coconut.
Yes, yes. I always do that. I don't know why. Every hotel I go to is like, as soon as I get there, it's always like, I need a coconut, right? Like, I don't know.
And then do you want them or do you want to crack them open and drink like the coconut milk or eat the fruit or?
That's what I love about the coconut. It's like these young coconuts, you can drink it to rehydrate. So after a long flight or whatever, you get to rehydrate. And then you take the spoon and you scoop out the meat inside. So it's also like a little snack. And it's all healthy and natural. So it's like guilt-free as well. So after a long flight, and I usually don't eat on planes that well. So when I get to the hotel, I'm usually a little hungry. And that's just the best way to line my stomach. I go for a walk so I can see like where everything is. I like to explore the hotel and see where the pool is, where the beach is. And then it kind of primes me up for a nice dinner later.
I've had such a nice time talking with you and I wish you the best of luck and the best tasting coconuts on all of the versions. And I love the idea of putting on a vacation uniform as soon as I check in. I might do that.
Yes, it helps. Like clothing just makes you feel...
It changes everything. Yeah. That's it for the episode. We had an incredible time talking to Tame about his love for Thailand and that life-changing experience he had starring on a show filmed in that country and broadcast to the world. If you want more information about that trend, set jetting, visit the link in description. And to stay tuned for more interviews like this one, be sure to subscribe. You can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. So thanks for listening to this podcast, Powering Travel. I'm your host, Elizabeth Goodridge, and I can't wait to see where you go to next.